This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Marketplace's economics guy Chris Farrell has been thinking of ways that American policy could help ratchet down tensions around the world. Typically, the thinking turns to military intervention, as we just said, but some say changing U.S. immigration policy, especially our acceptance of refugees from world hotspots, might help. Chris, good morning.
Hello, David.
So, Chris, you've been thinking about the role of the U.S. military, but you've also been linking this in your mind to what? To immigration?
To immigration, but the strengths of our economy. I don't know about you, David, but I get a sense that so much of our conversation about our foreign policy, it revolves around the military, pro and con. And the other thing is, one thing that the U.S. does really well is absorb immigrants. So the question I'm raising is, why don't we tap into that ability and put a much greater emphasis on admitting more refugees and make that part of our foreign policy toolkit?
We're all reading or hearing these horrendous headlines from Syria about the civil war going on there and atrocious abuses of human rights there. How might a change in how we treat refugees, how we treat immigrants, address some of this?
There is no easy answer to Syria. And I looked at some numbers, David, and I found it stunning. The Syrian conflict began in the spring of 2011. And we admitted, if I had this right, we admitted 29 Syrian refugees. And then in 2012, 31. Now, there's been a change in 2014, and so more Syrians are going to be admitted, and we're talking maybe a couple of thousand, but I'm saying why not a lot of Syrian refugees? And our experience when we admitted the Hmong, when we admitted the Vietnamese, the Somalis, and the East Africans is that as a nation, we benefited from these refugees coming to this country, and also they ended up with a better life.
Yet, in Washington, there's a lot of paralysis when it comes to doing almost anything about U.S. immigration policy.
There is. But again, the numbers we're talking about are fairly small. It actually might break through some of the logjam in Washington because we are struggling on the foreign policy level. So I think if you're giving the people an alternative, if the U.S. can take a lead and we can be a beacon of hope, I think you might actually break that logjam in Washington, D.C.
Chris Farrell keeps a close eye on economics for Marketplace. Chris, thank you.
Thanks a lot.